Last night on the Fox Cable Channel, a big star, Tucker Carlson, called the 2020 election, quote, a grave betrayal of American democracy. Tucker Carlson said that on Fox, even though court documents from a $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox suggest that Carlson does not believe there were any irregularities. He does not believe what he is telling you. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik checked in with former Fox News journalists.
The disclosures in the lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems reflect that Fox News put people on the air in front of millions of viewers, people who stars and executives and producers thought were nuts, and that's their word, to make a wild claim that the network's journalists never believed, that Dominion had cheated Donald Trump of the presidential election in 2020 by somehow switching votes to Joe Biden. The scandal is making headlines around the country. It's not news to a bunch of people who used to work at Fox. Take Chris Steirwalt.
I was not particularly surprised.
Or Julie Roginski.
There's not one thing in there that surprised me or struck me, and I've read everything in those filings.
Or Carl Cameron.
I'm surprised that there weren't more people who would speak out.
Carl Cameron was chief political correspondent for Fox. He left at the outset of the Trump administration after 21 years at the network.
There was a time when the journalists had some control, and that clearly has eroded. Exactly when that started or not really doesn't matter. What it ended up with is the organization with a serious, serious legal problem.
Each of them point in some way to the 2016 departure of Roger Ailes, the celebrated, reviled, and ultimately disgraced former Fox News chief.
In the absence of Roger Ailes, the mentality that no one was going to be bigger than the network had disappeared.
That's former Fox commentator and guest host Julie Roginski, and to be clear on her feelings about Ailes, she was among the many women at Fox News who alleged he sexually harassed them. Fox News says CEO Suzanne Scott has completely reshaped the network's culture. Even so, Roginski says Ailes enforced an intense discipline that vanished right as Trump won the nomination and headed to the White House. Over the Trump years, many journalists left Fox.
The people who stayed, by the very nature of being allowed to stay, had to accept the notion that they were going to be led by the mob, and the mob was being led by Donald Trump.
No one stood in the crucible more squarely than Chris Steirwalt. He was Fox's political director in 2020, part of the decision desk team on election night that called the swing state of Arizona for Biden, meaning Fox did so before any other network and angered millions of Trump supporters.
It was particularly sad for an organization that had used to call itself the most powerful name in news, that it was such a fear-driven, such an anxious thing, and the unwillingness to suffer the short-term cost for the long-term good, and, if I can be especially corny, the good of the republic.
Steirwalt and Washington managing editor Bill Salmon argued that the network needed to level with their viewers, but the private exchanges show many of Fox's opinion hosts and executives, knowing the claims of fraud were baseless, nonetheless put them out there to woo back angry Trump voters.
What you read in those filings are people losing their heads because of ratings numbers, right? And one of the emails that was released was from Bill to me, where he talked about how weak ratings make good journalists do bad things. And that's a fact.
Before Biden even took office, Fox forced out Steirwalt and Salmon. A top Fox News PR executive said, quote, Chris Steirwalt's quest for relevancy knows no bounds. Fox has called the exchanges made public cherry-picked and out of context. There are hundreds more to come. David Folkenflik, NPR News.